Well, at your press conference on Friday, you kind of downplayed the historic nature of your election as the first African-American to be elected speaker designate. Kind of all humility aside, don't you think it's kind of a big deal?
Well, you know, I'm excited for the state of Arkansas. We, unfortunately, have a past that's not been really kind with regard to race issues. But I think we're coming, we're moving beyond that. And if this election helps us move beyond that, then I'm excited about it because we are much different than maybe what we've been portrayed. I'm excited to have this opportunity. Both black and white members of the General Assembly selected me. And I think it's showing that we've come together. We're healing in this state. And this is great for the state. And I'm excited to be a part of history, sure.
Now, Darren, you've said you want to serve the whole House of Representatives, but it's not a stretch of the imagination to say that this vote was along party lines. You won 54 to 46. The vote for Republicans and Democrats in the House is the same. Knowing that the Republicans are saying that they want to take the House majority and put their own person in the Speaker's seat, is that going to allow you to move forward in some good faith?
Well, I hope so. You know, one of the things that I talked to both my Republican and Democratic colleagues about while running for Speaker was finding common ground, finding common sense solutions. And to many of my Republican colleagues, it was no secret that they were not going to vote for me. They told me that. But the question I asked once they told me they may not could support me is that, can we move past this election and work together? Would they be willing to sit down with me and find common ground? And everyone that I asked said yes. And so I think we're going to move forward. We're going to do what's best for the people of Arkansas.
Well, there's plenty of rhetoric that neither Democrats nor Republicans want to see D.C.-style politics here in Arkansas, but don't you kind of think it's inevitable that it's going to come? I mean, there seems to be some pretty tight agendas on the Republican side and the Democratic side. Isn't whoever wins just going to kind of impose their will, I mean, with the right party discipline?
Sure. Well, you know, that's not how it works in politics. Politics is all about finding common ground and compromising. Neither party will have the type of majority that Democrats enjoyed, you know, just 10 years ago, where they had more than 75 people out here. And, of course, it takes 75 people to pass a budget bill. I don't think our numbers will be that great. I think the Democrats will maintain the majority. But what that means is we will have to work together. We'll have to take the best ideas. I said in my speech, neither Democrats nor Republicans have a monopoly on good ideas. And we need to take the best ideas and try to implement them for the people of Arkansas.
So what do you think happens if Republicans take a majority in the House and they do install their own speaker? What will that say about the General Assembly to you?
Well, I don't want to really talk in hypotheticals. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that, as our rules say, it's the intent of the General Assembly to elect a person, and they've elected me, to be the next speaker. That's what our rules say. That's what's always happens, never change, and I don't see that changing now. I think that we'll come together, we'll find common ground, and we'll move forward. So I don't want to really talk about hypotheticals because I have no idea what would happen. What I know that has happened is that the General Assembly has asked me to be their speaker. They've given me a vote of confidence, and they've given me their trust, and I'm going to work hard to make sure they're proud of the vote they cast.
Well, one way for you to ensure you'll be speaker, not just speaker designate, is to be sure that there's a Democratic majority next January. Will you be working for a Democratic majority?
Well, sure, I'm going to be working for a Democratic majority. As I said in my speech, election contests, they have their place. Their place is not within the walls of the Capitol. It's on the campaign trail. So I'm fortunate and blessed that the voters of District 36 have chosen to not have anyone run against me. And I have an opportunity to, you know, actually help some other Democrats get elected. I'm pleased for two terms now. That's been the case. And that's really because the voters have trust and confidence in me as well. And so I'm going to use my time, obviously, to help my colleagues get elected.